I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube page, 94WIP. Check it out there. All our great video content and especially some clips from our WIP shows throughout the day on our video page, 94WIP. All right, a lot to get to as the Eagles kind of turn the page here, moving off of Jason Kelce, moving beyond the Jason Kelce career. Now I have to look towards the offseason with some more clarity. I think clarity is always good. And Howie Roseman has clarity now, knowing Kelce's not going to be here, knowing he has a lot of needs on defense, looking with one eye towards the NFL draft after the combine, but seeing what's out there. And one position I find fascinating, and typically I wouldn't dedicate an entire episode to this, but I think in this particular year, considering where the Eagles are, I do think running back is a fascinating position to watch what the Eagles do in free agency, both with the guy they have that is just about to hit free agency, what they have under contract, what's there in the draft, and the reality of the market right now, because I don't know if I've ever seen this many high-profile running backs on the market at once. If there ever was a year where the Eagles were going to sign a free agent running back, this would be the year. And obviously, unless they get something done before the start of the new league year, DeAndre Swift's going to count as one of those free agent running backs. Originally, when I thought of this episode and what we could do here with the running back situation and what the Eagles would do entering free agency, my original thought was maybe I'll do a pod, maybe I'll do an episode on should they re-sign DeAndre Swift. But it really isn't just about DeAndre Swift. It's about all of these running backs out there and which one will the Eagles sign. All right, so let's just kind of go over what they have and what is there in the draft and why I think they're going to end up signing a free agent running back. Or you know, they could trade for one, but let's just go with they're going to bring in an external back. They're going to bring in someone that starting on Monday when legal tampering begins is not on the roster right now, and I'm not sure that the draft this year is the place to do that. Okay, so right now, the Philadelphia Eagles have two running backs under contract. That is it. On the entire roster for 2024, they have two running backs under contract. That is Kenneth Gainwell, and they have Ty Davis Price. Okay, Ty Davis Price, of course, a guy they just picked up from the 49ers a couple weeks ago. Howie kind of referenced that at the combine. He is a 23-year-old running back that played at LSU. He was a third-round pick in the 2022 draft. So he's got some level of pedigree, but he's done very little and basically nothing in the NFL. He has a total of 40 carries in 2 years, 34 in 2022, and then six total carries last year. Now, he's playing behind Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell. I get all that. But he's been a nondescript, you know, kind of just on a roster, back in the roster practice squad kind of guy. So that's it. Tyrion Davis Price, and Kenneth Gainwell. Now, Kenneth Gainwell is an interesting player, and I think probably factors more into this offseason and what the Eagles will do than we probably give it credit for. Gainwell last year had 4.3 yards per carry. And when we look around, and I'm going to go through it here, some of the free agent running backs that are out there, you're going to be shocked at where that ranked among the available running backs. You're going to be shocked. I think Gainwell is poised to be part of this thing next year as the number two guy. So I don't think the Eagles are going to say, we need a number one. They're going to look for a 1A and make Gainwell a 1B, or look for a 1 and Gainwell's going to be the 2. Gainwell, in the last year of his rookie deal, is going to be a bigger part of this thing than maybe you want or I want. But guess what? He's been pretty consistent in his career. 4.3 yards a carry. 4.5 yards a carry, 4.3 yards a carry, a total of 4.4 yards a carry in Kenneth Gainwell's career so far. He's a solid NFL running back that is good on third down. He's good at pass protection. So I don't dismiss Gainwell as part of this whole thing. He's going to be 25 years old starting next week when free agency begins. So Gainwell's a part of it. Now, let's hit the free agents. And the number of free agents is remarkable. Here are guys that are going to be on the free agent market assuming nothing happens between now and then with their current teams, here's who's going to be on the market starting on Monday with legal tampering. DeAndre Swift, 25 years old. Saquon Barkley, 27 years old. Josh Jacobs, 26 years old. Austin Ekeler, 28. Tony Pollard, 26. Derrick Henry, 30. A.J. Dillon, 25. J.K. Dobbins, 25. And that even excludes some lesser names, but obviously serviceable backs, a Kareem Hunt, Zach Moss, who ran it well last year for the Indianapolis Colts with Shane Steichen, and a Zeke Elliott, who has a lot of ties to Kellen Moore and the, you know, the new offensive system here in Philadelphia. But as I look at it, I see Swift, Barkley, Jacobs, Ekeler, Pollard, Henry, Dillon, Dobbins. I see eight big names on the running back market. And I look at the NFL draft, and if you follow me on Twitter, at Joe Giglio Sports, you've seen I've been putting up these mock drafts every day, but using the simulators at Pro Football Network or PFF or wherever you like to do the simulations. Some of them involve trades, and you can move up and down the draft board. I don't think this is a particularly great running back draft class. You know, last year was when you added in Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson. I thought last year really was a big-time running back draft class. Two guys went in the first round. I don't know if there's a great running back in the 2024 class. Now, the Eagles may find one later and try to find the Gainwell of you know, this year, where they get a guy that could be here for 4 years and they could get a lot out of. I like Blake Corum from Michigan. I think he has really great vision. Jonathan Brooks, a good player from Texas, but he's coming off an injury. I do like Bucky Irving from Oregon. I mean, there's some guys. There's some good players, but I don't know if there's anybody that you're going to say these are star players, or that you want to, you know, kind of like when the Eagles drafted Miles Sanders, it felt like he was going to be their running back for a few years. I don't know. I don't know. The Notre Dame running back, I think, is pretty good at just 20 years old. He's got potential. Jalen Wright out of Tennessee was great at the combine, and I do think he is dynamic. He could be a guy that maybe goes higher than you think, and maybe he's a second-round pick. So I think there's a chance the Eagles could take a back. But we know how many needs they have on defense. We know they could use another young receiver in the pipeline. We know they could probably use a developmental tight end. I'm just not sure the needs are going to line up to where they're going to use one of those second-round picks on a running back. So when I add it all together, I'm like, all right, saturated market. A lot of guys out there. Their own guy, DeAndre Swift, out there right now as a free agent. Gainwell, the only thing under contract. Even though they have three picks in the first 60 picks, I'm not sure they want to use any of them on their next running back, just because where the team is right now, how many holes they have to fill on the defensive side. I do think there's a really, really good chance the Eagles finally dive into free agency with a running back. Now, if they do that, who should it be? So when I started this exercise, and I have all these notes in front of me that I wrote down, my first inclination, the first thought I had was no on DeAndre Swift. It's just like kind of a reflexive, I don't want to sign the guy that was here. I don't want to pay the running back that was here. They're probably going to get overpaid. The Eagles used him up pretty well last year. It's probably best if they just move on. Then I looked at DeAndre Swift compared to everybody else, and my mind did change a little bit in terms of wanting him back. Now, the cost is going to matter. He checks some boxes here. Some of these other guys don't. So Swift will be one of the younger free agent running backs. See, the same age as A.J. Dillon, same age as J.K. Dobbins. Obviously, he's healthier and more productive than either of those guys right now. So he checks the box of youth and production that nobody else checks among these free agents. Last year, 4.6 yards per carry for DeAndre Swift. Let's go through the other guys that are available. Saquon Barkley, 3.9. Josh Jacobs, 3.5. Austin Ekeler, 3.5. Tony Pollard, who's obviously linked here because of Kellen Moore, 4.0. Derrick Henry, 4.2. A.J. Dillon, 3.4. Dobbins only had 8 carries last year because he was banged up. So I think Swift, even though we might say, could we get him for a little bit less?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I think Swift might get more than you think. He checks the age box. He checks the production box. He was more productive last year than any of the other free agent running backs. So I think he's going to end up getting a bigger deal than the Eagles should feel comfortable giving him. So I'm going to say it's not going to be Swift. I am more open to the idea than I was, you know, an hour and a half ago when I started going through all this. But I'm not into the idea of signing DeAndre Swift. And look, one thing to note, and it's important, is can he do what he did last year again? His first 1,000-yard year, first year of over 200 carries. Will his body allow him to do that again? He didn't have the impact in the receiving game that we expected. Some of that, I think, is Jalen Hurts. Hurts missed him a couple times. You know, he hits him on deep shots down the field. I remember the first Washington game here in Philadelphia. He's got Swift by, you know, four or five steps on a guy. He lays it where it's supposed to go. And we are talking about a big-time play, and maybe the numbers look a little bit different. But that being said, Swift was good for the Eagles. He was a good player, Pro Bowler. I will not throw a fit if he comes back, but I think because of the boxes he checks for age and production last year compared to everybody else, he's going to find himself getting a bigger contract than I think the Eagles will be comfortable with. So, then who are the big names? Who are we looking at? Saquon, connected to the Eagles yesterday in free agency. Josh Jacobs, Austin Eckler, Pollard, Henry. I'm going to put A.J. Dillon and J.K. Dobbins in a separate category. It's almost like if you think there's another level, and I do, they're both really interesting. Dobbins would almost be like the buy low. He was injured a lot, but boy, he was dynamic. It's Rashad Penny-ish, just a little bit less tread on the tires. And, you know, the A.J. Dillon one is he never really got a chance to really fully be himself in Green Bay. He was really the short yardage back because they had, you know, a star for all these years that they've had with Aaron Jones. So he never got that shot in Green Bay. I do like A.J. Dillon, though, former pretty high pick in the NFL draft. So those guys are a little bit different. That's more of, you know, do you want to go cheaper and just put it with Gainwell and Dillon or Gainwell and Dobbins and maybe a draft pick? But in terms of the bigger names, Saquon yesterday, let's go through them quickly and then I'll tell you my favorite one. Saquon yesterday connected to the Eagles. I would not do this. You know, I know he stayed relatively healthy the last 2 years, but I wonder how long that could last. Also, his yards per carry last year went down to under 4, 3.9. His success rate, only 40.1%. Josh Jacobs, 26 years old. Okay, he'll get some shine. He'll get some love here in free agency, but his yards per carry took a major hit. I mean, a major hit last year. Success rate of 45.9. Austin Eckler, he ran at the end of last season like he had a piano on his back. I know there's a connection to Kellen Moore. He catches the ball well in the backfield. Only 3.5 yards a carry. I think he's close to cooked. Tony Pollard, an interesting one because he was with Moore in Dallas. And I actually think when you dive in his numbers, they're not as bad as people made him out to seem because there was a perception with Tony Pollard, like if you just give him more carries, he's going to hold that 5.0 or whatever yards per carry and it'd be great. He wasn't that. He was solid. 4.0 yards per carry. He did run for 1,000 yards. He did have a 50% success rate, which is better than everybody on this list. I think Pollard is fine, not as explosive with more carries. Maybe potentially here he gets less carries and you split it more with Gainwell. But again, how much is he going to cost? Because he's coming, you know, he's been a productive back in the NFL. I wouldn't. So far, I don't want Barkley. I don't want Jacobs. I don't want Eckler. I would entertain Pollard, but I'm not, you know, I'm not going to go throw a party for Tony Pollard. I think he's fine as an NFL starting running back. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, the name that I came into this expecting to be a big no on, I've circled back around and I'm actually really intrigued now. I'm actually really intrigued by the idea of the Eagles signing Derrick Henry. I was open to this last year at the trade deadline. I was open to it last year with trade rumors around the draft. And for as much as it feels like Derrick Henry has fallen, he really hasn't. He's kind of leveled off to a level of real good or good compared to the great of a few years ago. But I'm not sure that good is going to fall off again. Like, he might hold this level for a few years now and be good. Last year, Derrick Henry, 4.2 yards a carry. That's better than Pollard, better than Eckler, better than Jacobs, better than Barkley. A 46.1 success rate. And he had his sixth straight double-digit touchdown season. You know, I worry, I think a lot of us worry about Jalen Hurts taking too many hits, his body holding up. You know, that tush push doesn't have to be the offense next year. We'll see if it's even going to be as good without Jason Kelce in there. You know, this is a guy you hand the ball to in the red zone and you increase efficiency. You don't have to worry about doing tush pushes every 5 seconds to get into the end zone. You give the ball to Derrick Henry and you're getting into the end zone. The Alabama connection is there. I think he is at the point of his career now where he wants to go to a team and probably will go to a team that has a realistic shot at winning a Super Bowl. It wouldn't surprise me if he's in Dallas. I don't want him there. You want these Eagles linebackers, whoever they're going to be, trying to tackle Derrick Henry? You want Reed Blankenship at the goal line, trying to tackle Derrick Henry? I don't. Or I think Baltimore is a realistic landing spot for him as they try to get over the hump and win a championship. So as I go through the exercise, I'm a no on Barkley. I'm a no on Jacobs. I'm a no on Eckler. I'm a okay on Pollard. I am an okay on DeAndre Swift, though I do think his price point is going to be higher than we think, even within this big-name market, because he checks boxes other guys don't. I am open to the idea of J.K. Dobbins and A.J. Dillon, but the guy I want more than anybody else of this group, of the big names, is I want Derrick Henry. Get Derrick Henry in here. I don't think he's done. I think he's got a couple more years left of good football. He's still a monster in the red zone. Maybe he won't break the 80-yarder anymore, but boy, he could get... He could churn out 4-5-6, move those chains, and give the Eagles manageable second and manageable third downs. I like the idea of DeAndre Swift as the free agent signing the Eagles get. If you pair him with a guy late in the draft, you pair him with Gainwell, and you got yourself a backfield that could be very successful behind this offensive line next season. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. It's going to be a big next week or so with the Philadelphia Eagles and NFL free agency. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much.